The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm so happy this Wednesday because my mom is finally being released from the hospital. I'm ready to talk about this. I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm ready now because I'm happy. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Last week, my mom... Well, I got to go back. In January, my mom had oral surgery, and she said she didn't feel right. And so she kept going back to the same doctor. And then she finally went to Mexico, and she kept having these pains. And everybody kept doing the same thing. We're going to clean your teeth. We're going to clean your teeth. We're going to clean your teeth. Something wasn't right. You're talking about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah.
She started telling me, I don't want to talk. I don't feel right. My mom and I talk every day.
That's when I knew something was going on because she loves to call.
And I hadn't heard from her. Literally, I'm talking months. We're talking, you know, half a year. And then last week she texted me. She said, so I'm starting to feel this pain in my ear. And I said, that's it. I said, you need to go to the hospital. I sent her a text, a loving but urgent text. And then I text her husband, Adolfo, and I said, you've got to take her. My mom is hard-headed. He called the surgeon. They took her to the hospital. They had to take her to another city and do emergency surgery because this infection was so deep inside her bone that she could have died. She's just being released. You know, the hospital kick you out in 24 hours if you're good. She was there over a week.
Well, luckily she's a resilient woman.
Oh,
yeah, I'm so glad that she's healthy, that she's good to go.
And then I pushed her to go to the doctor.
And the fact that you actually like pushed her to go do it. And you're, I mean, Dana actually got mad and her mom was like, gosh, you go to the damn hospital.
You gotta go, you know. And one of the things I wanted to say in Latino culture in particular, especially our parents and our grandparents, they want to tough it out, right? Just stick it out, sweat it out, put some Vicks on it. Like, that's a joke, but it's real stuff. And if you don't feel good, you should go to the doctor. I'm so happy that my mom went. She's good. Only part, she's a little upset she got to wear a catheter.
Oh,
that's a little...
That's a lot.
I know. But you know what? She's alive catheter.
Yeah. I don't know that is.
Yeah, you don't want Google one, it. I'll tell you that.
You don't want one.
Nope.
You don't want one. But she's safe and I'm happy. And you know what? If you don't feel good, go to the doctor. Don't be too proud and don't suck it up.
Luckily, my mom, she's white. She goes to the doctor for everything.
Oh, my gosh. Your mom, Mama Matic, is at the doctor twice a week. That's good, though. If she doesn't feel good, let her.
And also extend that message to a lot of grown men.
Thank you, Anthony.
I got a doctor appointment later today that I'm not looking forward to, but my wife is making me go to it.
I will shout out my mom. She, actually 2 years ago, I've been frequent on my health visits, but
good,
2 years
Anthony?
Ago, she really had to check me. So
I wouldn't go to anything if it wasn't for Dana. So.
I make all the appointments in this house. Otherwise, put your hands up. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start out by shouting out our cousins. Speaking of family, National Cousins Day is today.
Aww. So
I have 36 first cousins on my mom's side.
Oh, whoa.
I would ask you to name them all, but we don't have that kind of time. DJ Automatic.
I love
time.
All my cousins. The one that's popping up to my mind right now, my cousin Jessica. Shout out to her.
Oh, my cousin Shannon.
Hey, and we also got National Tequila Day.
Shout out to Ann. He put me on to my newest drink, lemonade and tequila together.
Hello.
You know, it's interesting. I had this amazing weekend, this past weekend, right? But at the same time, I was so stressed about my mom. We did go to an after party. And Automatic, you put that first drink down pretty fast.
Stressful weekend.
And we'll wrap it up on a day that's honoring a tradition that's going back to the 1930s here in America. It is National Drive-Thru Day. It's the first drive-thrus were invented in the 1930s.
Hey, it's early in the morning. Lots of people out there right now at the Starbucks. Shout out to you pulling up, Dutch Bros. What's your favorite drive-thru?
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A just because they're nice.
Okay, Automatic. Okay, Anthony A.
I'm going to have to go with McDonald's. Why not? It's a classic.
For sure, the fries.
America.
Okay, Automatic knows how much I love Church's Chicken.
Oh, the lady at Church's Chicken knows Dana.
They know my name. Hi, mija. She says, hi, mija.
Yeah. Don't skip those health visits, people.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today in Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about a teacher named Charles Wright. We love teachers, right? When you think about teachers, you think about some of the most influential people in your kids' lives. They spend more time with your kids, a lot of times, more time with them than we do.
Well, we like good teachers.
We
I have
do.
A feeling this guy wasn't a good teacher.
Not at all. Charles Wright actually murdered Bertina Epps in 2005. He strangled her. There were other horrendous acts committed on her. And this case went unsolved for 16 years.
Oh.
Now, they also found another case, and they were solving that. And guess how they did it?
Forensics.
Yeah, DNA. So there were some new guys at the LAPD and they saw this case and they didn't have enough DNA evidence. They resubmitted some of the articles that the woman had on her at the time, including a purse. And on that purse, they found his DNA all over it. Now, he tried telling the cops, no, I was selling purses then as, you know, backup for money because I'm a teacher.
Awesome. That already sounds like a lie.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no, sir, this is different kind of DNA. I mean, what were you doing on this purse? They linked him at the place where all of this happened, and they solved the crime. There's also another crime that he committed. It was solved through DNA as well. So people doing ancestry DNA, like you say, and all this is putting, I mean, you're putting your stuff out there, but I think it's a good thing. Think about also cops.
It's a good thing for you if you're not a criminal. If you're doing ancestry DNA and you're a criminal, you're not very smart.
No, but your family. It doesn't have to be you.
Oh, it's just your family. Oh, yeah. Because
it's called DNA, DJ Automatic. So any kind of your family, it links you to the DNA. This is how they're solving all these.
So they found it through his family members then?
Yes. Oh. Not through him, through his family members. Also, LAPD is saying that they suspect he probably did this to a lot more people. And these were very young women. So remember, he's a teacher. I'm glad that Ancestry DNA is out there. I really wanted to know why I'm so into true crime stories. A lot of us are fascinated with them. The fascination with true crime it's not because of the crime itself. It's because of people like me and everybody who are into it wondering, how can your mind work like that? What compels another human being's brain to allow them to act in such a heinous way?
I thought women just like to be scared.
No, Automatic, that's not it. It's we're concerned about what makes a person act like that, and we want to solve the crime. We want an ending to this bad person on the streets. And it's not just women that like true crime stories.
Predominantly women, though.
Gay men like it, too. It's a true story. I mean it.
I can't comment on that. I don't know about that one. But, I think so. Also, too, it's like, I feel like women like to, like you said, solve the crime.
I want to know. Yeah, I want an ending to this madness. Like, we're
Women
maternal.
Love to play True Detective like men do GMs when we're playing fantasy football.
That's a good analogy right there.
There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's Shark Week here on the Dana Cortez Show because today's WTF stories is about 13 Brazilian sharks who just tested positive for cocaine. 13 sharks in Brazil were pulled onto a boat because fishermen noticed they were rage chomping on the fish in the area, and they weren't able to breathe very well. This is some serious problems for the ecosystem.
Have you guys seen Finding Nemo with the shark Bruce? I just picture him with his teeth showing at a party.
Little white stuff under his nose.
Rumor has it that the sharks came up to people in the ocean. They're like, yo, we have a great business idea for you.
They'll cracked out shark babies.
You know what's crazy? Everybody listening knows exactly what rage chomping is. When you've been to the club, you've seen the rage chompers right across. So they pulled them onto the boats and tried to figure out what was happening. The sharks were dying in the waters. When they opened them up and tested, they tested 100 times more than previously recorded data in other marine life.
Holy.
So this is like...
So they were high.
Yes.
I feel like this is the real genesis of Sharknado, the movie. But also, I think we're gearing up to get Cocaine Bear versus Cocaine Shark.
Oh! I'm pulling up for that premiere, that's for sure. But not drug-free, for sure. 100% drug-free.
In some much lighter animal news, they have figured out that dogs can smell our stress.
Oh, Automatic. No wonder they don't get around me. And you just said rough.
Got you.
I was too stressed to hear it right away.
So when your little doggy wants to come up to you and give you some loves when you're feeling stressed, it's because they can actually smell the stress on you.
Have you ever felt that when you're stressed, sometimes your dog's equally as stressed too?
Well, that's what it is. Because they can feel when you're stressed. I'm telling you, that's why our dogs won't come in our house.
Just don't let them hang out with the sharks. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B has not apologized to Joe Budden. You know, they got into it on social media and the headlines were saying she said, I'm sorry. That's not actually what happened. I'll break down what did go down right now. Daily Dirt Time, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays.
We have Jennifer Lopez celebrating her birthday.
Hey, J-Lo, it doesn't get any bigger than that. I'm still Jenny from the block. Okay, so Cardi B and Joe Budden had a falling out on social media. Joe Budden said she's never going to release an album. Cardi B clapped back with like, hey, you quit on your own career.
Oh.
And so now all you do is criticize other people's and you don't know what I'm doing and I'm releasing songs. And she went off. Take a listen.
For the past 2 years, this have only talked bad things about me constantly. Why? Because you got an interview? I'm Cardi B, the you always talking about. Even when I call you out, I don't even disrespect you. You always try me.
That's just a little tiny piece of what she had to say. And then Joe Budden said, well, I'll never talk about you ever again. And so they were going back and forth. She never apologized. She just apologized for her fans for getting a bit out of line because she says, you know, now in her adulthood, she doesn't want to act like that anymore.
I mean, do you think Joe Budden has the kind of clout that would affect Cardi B's career if he didn't talk about her ever again?
The only reason I'm talking about Joe Budden is because he's fighting with Cardi B. I'm sorry.
He's definitely migrated into it. He has a voice in hip-hop.
No, he does. Yeah,
his platform and his podcast. He definitely.
He was just
does.
Ranked the number one most powerful person in hip hop media.
And
says who?
The worst part about it for him, or for Cardi B, anyway, is that what he said actually worked because he got under her skin.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and that's.
And now we're talking about Joe Budden, and that's why he's one of the most powerful people in hip hop media.
But like I said, in the end, she didn't apologize, and she's right. That's why he's upset and saying, I'll never talk about her. I don't even want to talk about Cardi B and Joe Budden. If you get mad at somebody, are you forgiving them? Because I wonder if these two can come back together. Will he talk about her? Will Cardi B go in and do the podcast? If somebody hates on you or makes you angry, are you willing to forgive them? Have you done that before?
Yes, I have. And I think for me, the only time anybody is like not on speaking terms, anytime it comes to like keeping my family from winning or succeeding, that's the only time where I feel the same. Beef or the you know, it's only worth not liking a person. Other than that, whenever people are just talking words, it's all hearsay.
Yeah. For me to really not like you, to like go out of my way to not talk to you, avoid you, you have to do something to me or my family.
Same as Anthony.
I'm not the kind of person that's going to hold on to like this feeling, because all it does is hurt me. When I'm mad at them, it doesn't hurt them or affect them in any which way. And once I finally realize that about, I let go of a lot of things.
That's good. But for me, like if I cut somebody off, I cut them off. I might forgive them. I might be good with them.
I just don't care about them anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but I don't want anything to do with them.
Yep.
No. You know, some people like to be friendly again or whatever. It takes a lot for me though. You know that I have friends that slept with my exes that I'm still cool with. You really have to do something bad for me to cut you off.
Dang.
Obviously.
Nice little therapy session sponsored by Cardi B.
Okay. Hey, we're inside the T-Mobile studios. We'll be right back after this. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, they're coming with something new. I wonder if it has anything to do with chicken. Let's talk about it in food news. Top artist hashtags here on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
So interesting. I just read this study. Political fatigue has had a sharp turnaround after the announcement of Vice President Kamala Harris is now going to run for president, right? She got the nomination. According to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the AP, persons searching for political news has quadrupled in just 72 hours.
Damn.
So, I don't know that people are interested in her. Well, I think they're interested in what's going on.
I was
going
to say, and the fact that they don't have to choose now between two 80-plus-year-old men.
Ooh.
Right? It's a historical event. The first woman president since Lisa Simpson.
Yeah.
Well, she hadn't won. Hold on, everybody. She's running. She's running for president.
I don't think Lisa Simpson was an actual president. I think that was just on The Simpsons.
What? You think she should come out to They Not Like Us?
No.
Why?
Because that's just a dumb question.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, because it's going to be so divisive that she could actually end up losing just because of that.
Well, she's doing Beyonce Freedom.
As a divisive song. Nobody gets called a pedophile in that song.
Hadn't thought about that, but she is running against. Oh, but anyway.
What do you think, Dana?
No, I think I just said what I thought. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Chick-fil-A has got something new for us. They've got French fries.
What they used to call, people say, I like the fries from Chick-fil-A, but are really waffle potatoes.
Yes.
Now they're offering real French fries.
Well, they're testing them right now in their testing facility, but they're thinking about bringing it to us very
groundbreaking.
Soon.
I just think there's just not, we don't need that, Chick-fil-A.
You don't want the option?
No, what we need to do is
what if they
up?
Come with a really well-seasoned fry?
How about you just open up on Sunday, and then we can solve that, dog.
That ain't never going to happen. But the French fry, you know why they're doing this? Because for the first time in many, many years, McDonald's has pulled ahead of Chick-fil-A. I'm just telling you, I think they're like, we got to do something new.
Yeah, so make a French fry like theirs?
We'll do something new, old, I guess. I don't know. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start out by shouting out one of the most infamous women in history, Amelia Earhart. Today is Amelia Earhart Day. And we also have National Drive-Through Day. The drive-through dates back to the 1930s before cars.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A. They have mastered the drive-through.
They have, but people have gotten fatter since the drive-through. I just read this study about it, because we don't even have to get out of our cars anymore to get the bad food.
Mm.
We just drive through, consume it, and go back home and sit down.
With the heat this summer, I think that's okay.
Fun fact, the first drive-throughs were actually banks. No food involved at all in the first ones.
Remember when you go to the bank back in the day and you would get a sucker? Little tunnel thing, and you get a sucker. That was my favorite thing to do when I was little.
We also got National Tequila, so pour one up and give a shot.
I don't like tequila.
Oh.
I would say it's my go-to at this point.
Shout out George Clooney. I am a big Casamigos person.
Isn't that like, it's supposed to be real smooth. Do you drink that automatic? I don't know what you drink. I know you drink tequila, but what is your favorite tequila, sir?
My favorite is free.
Okay. All right. All right.
And let's wrap it up by celebrating some of our closest relatives. It's National Cousin Day.
Oh, as an only child, shout out to my cousin, my prima Shannon. When we were little, we grew up like sisters. Really, people used to ask us if we were twins because my aunt Sylvia would dress us alike. We look nothing alike, but she would dress us alike. I love her so much. She's probably the smartest person I've ever met.
Oh, I want to shout out my cousin Sean, who I was raised by my mother a lot, and my step cousin Sean the first person to have a birds and a bees conversation with me.
Oh, what?
And he told me, he said, if a woman's ever on the pill, you make sure to wrap it up twice. And at that moment, I had no idea what he meant.
And some people listening still don't. Wrap it up, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem just did something great for Dr. Dre and Snoop and didn't even have to. We're going to talk about this and more. It's time for the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
The one, the only, Jennifer Lopez celebrating her birthday. Wrap it up right there.
Okay, so Eminem pulled up to London to perform with his friend Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Y'all are going to keep around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers. Exactly, forgot about Dre.
Just out of the blue, took a flight.
That's a lot for him because he doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, I know.
He barely leaves his house.
So obviously he's got new projects out and whatnot, but he wanted to do this. Dr. Dre asked him. That's a lot to do friendship.
Flying all the way to London. I was impressed last weekend when my friend Doug came and fixed my car on a Sunday.
That's a big move right there, Anthony.
Shout out to my dog. You ain't fly to London for me, but I appreciate you, Doug.
Shout out to my friend Denise. She's the one who got me all my international bookings. And I've never really thanked her publicly. She did a lot for my DJ career.
You know, shout out to several people who got me started in radio. I don't want to say any names right now, but I didn't have any experience in radio whatsoever. I didn't have a degree in journalism. In fact, I have no degree at all. But your girl can talk.
Thanks.
And so sometimes when you make little change, like you give somebody a chance or you do something for someone, you don't understand how much you're changing their life. I don't think Eminem changed Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg's life.
No, but he
did something nice
He showed him that he's a real friend.
He got the number one album in the country right now.
He didn't help him move or anything, but he showed up to a concert.
Man, have your attention, please.
When's the last time a good friend did something for you? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In honor of National Cousin Day, I want to shout out my cousin Shannon because when I was little, I didn't have a lot of confidence. Oh. And Shannon was my confidence. I remember her telling me, Dana, you're afraid of your own shadow.
Ooh.
And she was right. I was. I didn't want to do anything. I was like, I was an only child. So for me, taking risks was reading a book that was not supposed to be read by somebody my age. That was the riskiest thing I ever did.
You're one of those kids that didn't leave the house.
I mean, I would leave the house, but I'd just go around the block or something. I wasn't really, like, adventurous,
I like that. So was that the turning point in your childhood where you gained the confidence? Is like when you weren't...
I don't know if I gained confidence, but with her, I would do things that I would never think of doing. For instance, she was like, Dana, let's build a campfire. And I said, Shannon, we don't have matches. She said, Dana, let's walk to the convenience store and steal them.
Oh.
And she was rich. She was my Aunt Sylvia's. They were rich. They were the rich people. Oh, she was 2 years older than me.
Bad influence.
And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. She's like, oh, come on. And so we went and we took a big box of matches, set a campfire going in the front yard. Before you know it, the whole neighborhood's on fire.
Of course it is.
But we run inside, and my Nana, she's a real one. She took up for us, and she said, they've been inside the whole time.
Man, dude.
Officer.
I was a middle child, and even in regards to like all my cousins, I had a group of older cousins that were super cool, and a group of younger cousins.
Would they take you to the convenience store to steal matches?
No. They handled missions on their own. But I'll never forget the time my cousin Corey, shout out to my cousin Corey, last name Hess, military kid from my uncle, half white homie, and I'll never forget the time he came down. I made him dress up like a cholo.
No, you made little Corey Hess dress like a cholo. I bet his dad wasn't feeling that.
And then I tied my bandana around him, and it was a Goosebumps bandana from the book that I got from the bookstore.
And now he has cultural identity problems.
He's living
now. Everybody calls him Miklo.
Shout out Corey, though. He's a great carpenter in Indiana now.
Dude, my family was just so huge that, I mean, there's so many of them. My mom had 10 brothers and sisters.
Jesus.
There was 36 first cousins.
Jeez, automatic.
So it was just family all over. So I don't necessarily have a favorite cousin, but the person I was closest to was my Uncle Dan because he was closest to me in age.
Wait, your Uncle Dan? Yours, your age, pretty much?
Pretty much my age, yeah. That was the thing, was my grandma was still having babies
when my mom started having babies.
So we're all close, I'll say
that. You sure you're not Mexican?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.